Welcome to Nightlight. Step away from the mainstream and gather around as we help enlighten the world around us and travel this cosmic journey we call life. Join us as we share with you and provide that beacon that can guide us all to a better way. Nightlight, a reminder that you are never alone. And now your host, internationally renowned spiritual intuit, medium, channel, author, artist, lecturer, and ordained minister, Ms. Barbara DeLong.
Well, hello and welcome everybody to a very special Merry Monday with Mary Peeler. That was the magical voice of Ken Quiet Hawk inviting you to come in out of the mainstream and join with us for a time to be sheltered from the storms of evolution and change, that which we laughingly call creation. Come and join with other light-minded spirits as we weave our lights together to seek understanding, enlightenment, and wisdom. These are times of change, times that call to the light workers, and you answer that call from all walks of life and from countless aspects of the spiritual realms. This is a time of awakening, of sharing and evolving, of spreading your wings and soaring on the cosmic breath of creation. We all come from different backgrounds and modalities, from all walks of life, and yet there is a synchronicity, a commonality that draws and blends us together, weaving us once again into a collective purpose, a common direction, and a united family. Excuse me. We go by different titles: watchers, wardens, indigos, soothsayers, mystics, questers, querents, journeyers and journeymen, seekers, star children, philosophers, light workers, light bearers, and well, that list, it goes on and on forever. It is as unique and eclectic as are we. Yet we all have the same spiritual calling, and we all in our own very individual ways bring light into this reality to facilitate the awakening and shifting of the consciousness for all of mankind. This is my own very private oasis in the turmoil we call evolution, so sit back, take a break. Share your lights with us and join in the love and the light and the laughter that spiritual energy always generates when lights are blended and spirits are lifted. I'm Barb DeLong, your host. And along with Jeannie and Mary, we welcome you in and hope you'll add your lights to ours to increase the energy and brighten all of our personal lights. We're going to be doing readings shortly, and if you would like to call in for one, the number's 347-857-2139. Jeannie is in the chat room and screening people as they are waiting. So if you have any questions, she's the one. She's Barbara DeLong, co-host. She can tell you where you are in the queue and all sorts of other fantastic information. Ken Quiet Hawk can be found at nativestorytellers.com. I can be found at barbaradelong.com, and Mary can be found at psychicmediummary.com. That said, I want to welcome everybody here and Mary, because this is a show actually that was created just for her, because she can't stay up any later than about 9 o'clock at night. So we had to put the show at a time when Mary was awake and functional and not busy reading. And so whenever she can find the time to squeeze us in, we put a Merry Monday in, even if it isn't Monday. She is the most amazing lady I have ever worked with. She is definitely talented, gifted, spiritual, unique, creative, amazing, sensitive, empathic. She does radio. She does television. She travels like crazy. I think she was born with wheels on. And she is just all over the place. And I'm going to bring her on because we're going to be playing together down in a very nice, warm place. As soon as I find her here, I know I saw her. Hi, Mary. Are you there?
I am here. I've actually taken the wheels off of my shoes, so I'm here.
I'm so glad. So you're up on blocks for at least 2 hours, right?
Yes. I have tea at my hand, herb tea and water, and a phone in my hand. So I am ready.
Okay, well, there are lots of people in the queue. And if you want a reading, remember to press 1. Otherwise, Jeannie won't bother you. She'll just think you're there listening to the show, and she'll leave you alone. But I wanted you know, you to kind of fill people in on what your calendar is, because you're all over the place here. So where are you going to be for the next couple of months?
Well, first off, before I get to all of that, I just want to acknowledge that, you know, I always pay you very well, and you really make me sound so wonderful. Thank you again. We'll get another check next week.
Okay. it's very easy to praise somebody who is praiseworthy.
Oh, that's nice. That's why Barbara and I are going to be working in Florida in about a month from now. Isn't that correct, Barbara? Do you have our dates?
No.
We'll be in the Florida area.
Yeah, wait a minute. It's the 20-something. Isn't that terrible? Mary, that was not a nice thing to do to me. I'm happy
I'm
to
sorry.
Actually...
My appointment book is downstairs, but it doesn't matter, you guys. It's all on our websites and everything else.
Okay.
And
we'll
to answer Barbara's
Here it is. Huh? We'll be down in Walton Beach, Florida, doing readings at the Barefoot Wedding Store on March 10th and 11th. On March 12th, we'll be at the Unity Church in Pensacola, and we will be doing readings on the 13th in the Pensacola area as well. And the flyers are all over the place. They are on my website and Mary's website. So if people want to call and make an appointment ahead, and I do recommend that, they can do that. The number's there.
And I think that's really greatly appreciated. I know Barbara and I will appreciate that so much, because it's really difficult to do two readings all at once. But if we have them spread out, it makes it so much easier. You know, and then
Absolutely.
What always happens, and I'm always laughing about this, is what happens is all the spirits show up all at the same time, and they all want to talk, and then they expect me to get it right. And, you know, and I try my best, and I know you do, Barbara, and it's like some days I have to tell the other side, could you line up and talk one at a time? And for the most part, they obey. So.
Well, I think the really fun part, though, is that at the church, you and I are going to be doing a joint spirit circle, night of mediumship, a gallery style, whatever. We're going to be together in the same place physically for the first time ever.
Yes, and it's going to be two little plump women on stage.
Yes, it is.
You will recognize us. We're the
Absolutely.
Little short ones up front.
Yeah, I think I'm taller than you, actually.
Oh, everybody's taller than I am. So, yes, you are. So
I'm 5'3".
Oh, my God, you're going to look like a giant.
Yay. Yay. It's about time. I haven't looked like a giant in a heck of a long time. But I'm looking forward to warm weather. I'm looking forward to being with Mary and playing with her for an entire week. And where else are you going to be? I know that you're not just down in Florida.
No, well, right now I'm still in Oklahoma City, but I had my very first teaching session down here in Oklahoma City this past Saturday, and we just had a ball, and it was so much fun, and it's the first time I've done it in Oklahoma City, and I've taken it on the road a couple times before this, but never actually said, oh, okay, I live here, let's work here. So I was very happy, and I just was very, very pleased with it. But other than that, let me see. We go to Florida, then we come back, and I go back up to Kansas. I think I have another, I know I'm going to be going to Seattle, so I will be in Seattle and all the way up to Bellingham, and then, gosh, my brain stops, but over to Kansas City. So Kansas City is on the agenda also. So quite a few things that are there, so I feel very busy. So, and yes,
you are.
I have been. I always knew I was a gypsy in my past life. So,
well, now you have to ask me where I'm traveling to, because I actually do have some things on the calendar here.
Absolutely marvelous, Barbara. Fill me in on where are you going?
On Thursday of this week, I'm going down to Asheville, North Carolina, for 5 days.
Oh, that's right.
And then in February, I'm not going anywhere, but in March, I am going to,
Florida.
I don't remember. Oh, Florida, yes, I knew there was something in March. In April, I'm going to the Gloucester, Virginia area. I'm doing a benefit down there for a horse. And then I'm going in May to Nashville, Tennessee, to see my grandson perform in the leading role of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, my God, that's so wonderful.
Isn't that cool?
Oh, that's great.
And just so everybody knows, I hate to travel. So.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
This is a horror story for me, but it does look like it's going to be a lot of fun, and in most places, in all places, I am going to be with friends, and I'm going to be able to hang out and get reacquainted with people I haven't seen in a very long time. You just reminded me of something though, Mary. Do you go to Canada at all? Because there's that's a big country up there.
Not yet. No, I have friends in Canada. In fact, you'll probably meet them when you come down to Florida, because they come down from Canada, and you're going to meet them, I'm sure, and definitely I've read for them. Does that count?
Well, it's nice that you read for them, but you were saying that you've read in almost all the states with the exception of a couple, and I was just, wondering if you had, reached into Canada, which is, so close that you might, and Wayne could drive. So, and it is beautiful in the summertime.
Yeah, so I don't know, I have not been up there to physically read in Canada, but when I go up in July to the Seattle and then all the way up to Bellingham, which is really just a couple miles from Canada, there's all sorts of possibilities, and that is in July. So you never know. Anybody listening who's from Canada, BC, just let me know, okay? And,
Chris of Curious Times is up in Canada, and I don't know. It is a big country. But I know she's up in Canada, and a lot of people from Canada do call the show. So maybe, when you're on, you should start putting the feelers out, because we got the Florida thing put together for us by somebody who was listening a show and contacted me and said, I can help to hook you up with some places down here in Florida. So, I mean, that's how Florida happened. So why not put the call out, Mary, for Canada and see what you can kind
of
dig up?
We'll just call out for Canada. And I've always wanted to go to Quebec, and I have been to BC three times, and I will always go, always travel. So it's in my blood, and so anybody listening who would like to set up something in Canada, hooray, I'm all for it. Always, always ready to travel. So, I have with wheels on them. So Barbara and I would probably really enjoy that.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't mind it. And up there someplace in Canada is the DeLong Mystery School. So they're up there.
But is it a long mystery school?
It was really interesting. It was founded by Doug DeLong and his wife, and they're up in Canada. And somebody asked me if I knew anything about the DeLong Mystery School, and I said, "What?"
Is this something new you're just finding out about, Barbara?
I found out a couple of months ago. Excuse me. So I picked up the phone and called the DeLong Mystery School. And he answered the phone, and I said, you know, I'd like to know a little bit about you. And it sounded like he thought I was calling to make a reading for an appointment or something. And I said, no, you got to, I want to explain. I said, my name is Barbara DeLong, and I'm in the same area you're in. And we got, you know, into comparing notes and everything. And he and his wife did a guest appearance on my show. And so they're very lovely people. It's a metaphysical school. They do all sorts of past life regressions and hypnotic stuff, and they teach classes there. It's really a kind of cool thing.
Oh, Barbara, that's wonderful.
And then after that, I found a George DeLong, who's living in California, who is also in the field. And he doesn't like to talk on the radio and stuff because he's always clearing his throat. And I said, well, they'll be used to that because I always clear mine. I have post-nasal drip most of the time. But and he's a lovely man, too, and he is intensely spiritual. So the DeLong name seems to really be very, very prominent in this field. And who knew? I didn't.
Wow, I just think that's neat. I'm just really curious and truly fascinated by this. Barbara, it sounds like your life took another turn for the best.
My life is always turning, and so long as I don't fall on my rear end, I'm just fine.
Exactly. Yeah. That's a really
kind of
interesting turn for the best.
It is a lot of fun, that's for sure. We have... I put a thing out on Facebook and told people to call early because the lines were going to be long, and they did. So,
oh, my goodness, then we better go to work.
I think we should go to work. We've got Michelle in Florida. Hi, Michelle. How can we help you?
Hey, Barbara. Hey, Mary. Thank
you. Hi, Michelle.
Hi. good luck on your trip to Florida. I hope you have a great time.
Thank you.
Well, I've been there many times, but usually it's because I'm resting. So Barbara is going to put me to work. How about that? So thank you.
No time for rest.
No. So how can we help?
Well, I wanted to ask you today about an upcoming trip that I'm going to be taking, probably in April, May this year. I'm going to be going to Spain, and I want to ask how this, you can give me whatever information's out there, I'm open, but I'm curious about this trip, setting it up, because I want to do some teaching and making sure I'm hitting the right targets and meeting up with people and, you know, people helping me in that kind of area I'm looking at, but I am open to information.
What kind of teaching are you going to be doing?
English.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, it's what I see here is really kind of cool. I think that this trip, I don't know what pushed you into picking Spain, but I can't tell you that karmically speaking, you've had a lot of lifetimes there. And I think that it's going to be a place that's going to be very successful for you. From what I can see here, it's a place where you need to return, and it does feel as though you're going to be doing all sorts of karmic tying up of loose ends, and there's going to be it's going to be an amazing time for you. As far as the dream state goes, it feels as though past lives are going to pop up all over the place. You're going to hit a number of places where you just know where you are. So I don't see any problems here. It feels to me as though it's going to be a very rich experience on many different levels. Mary, what are you getting?
Well, I get just about the same thing. Michelle, I just feel like sometimes you might suffer with a little dampness, with cold chills. And so I am being told to tell you that you're going to have some good news involving this trip, but also make sure you do carry a nice sweater with you.
Okay.
Well, I feel like you're got to get down to common sense here, and I think you've got some good experiences coming. And I feel that that there's going to be a little rain, and I don't think you do well with a lot of rain and dampness. So I'm bringing that up for you because that's what I'm told to tell you. So,
okay.
Which I think you're going to have a great time.
Yeah, I think it also is a time of a birth of a new aspect of yourself, so that you're going to find a new strength, a new power, a new richness inside of you that you didn't even know was there. So, have you been before to Spain?
Yes, I have.
Okay. I feel that this is it's a wonderful place for you to go. I think that from what I'm seeing here, it holds a great deal of promise and a great deal of, I almost feel it embracing you and saying welcome home, so that it's a place where I think, from what I'm seeing here, that you will certainly return to again and again.
Okay, and how about actually teaching? Because I do want to do some short-term teaching things, but I'm kind of a little unsure about how to get that rolling. And I'm thinking about contacting language schools or doing it on my own, and I'm not really sure which is better.
Language schools.
Me too, language schools.
Yeah.
And I think you'll have good news in that, okay? I feel like part of your hesitancy will be alleviated and you will be feeling better about it quicker than you realize.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also the American embassy there.
Oh, that's a good idea.
They'll be able to put you in touch with
people. Well, there are really a lot of, I think that can give you a start. I feel like there are a lot of avenues for you to travel down there. I think that this is something that you're going to truly enjoy.
And for meeting up with people, these are going to be some people that maybe I'll know for a long time in my life, or just for the trip.
It really looks as though this is the beginning of a whole new pathway for you. So probably it's going to be people that you will see, that you will stay in contact with. I know where you were going with that question.
I didn't start off with that question. I didn't start off with that question in the beginning. I was looking
forward. No, but we all knew it was coming.
I can't. But do I know that person now or not? Do I still not know that person? That's all I need to know.
No, you don't know the person yet.
Thank you, Barbara, because I agree.
Okay.
Not yet. And I've got tarot cards in my hand, and the lover card comes in, and I'm going, okay, when's she going to ask about this?
Yeah, I was staring at it, too, and I was saying, she's hemming so beautifully and hawing, and what she really wants to ask is something else.
And you know what? I just turned over. I still have the cards in my hand, and I just turned over the lover's card again. So, I mean, I just turned the whole deck, and there it is.
This is the twin flame. Yes, no?
Maybe. But Michelle, never try to be a psychic.
I know.
Nice try, though.
Well, if it isn't the twin flame, let's put it this way. I think you really would be happy also getting as close as possible. Okay?
Okay. All right.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, that's fantastic. I know. All right. Well, that was really great information. Thank you. I really feel better, actually, on all levels, because I'm a little nervous about the trip. But I know it's going to be good.
It's going to be great.
There really is always a need for language teachers.
Definitely.
Yes.
Okay. Take care.
Thanks so much.
Have... Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was so funny. I mean, really.
Well, I do think the dampness is going to get her, I think, when she sightsees, because that's when she goes sightseeing, because when you go into castles and things like this, and I think she's probably more psychic than she wants to admit, but...
yeah, probably.
But I think that's cool to
play it cool like that and try to slip that relationship question in was really, really.
and we're just waiting. I mean, my hands are, okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay.
That's why I often have the tarot cards with me, because it will zero in on something sometimes, you know, like if you draw a card, too, it's like, okay, it helps us zero in on something that sometimes people are a little apprehensive to bring up, like love.
Oh, absolutely. Apprehensive.
Okay.
Right. Okay, we got Lucy in New York. Hi, Lucy. How can we help today?
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. How are you?
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi. I just would like to know about what you say about business or income, additional income, that will give me totally freedom out there in my path.
I lost that one. I didn't hear it very well.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm looking at what you can see about business or...
Oh, business. Thank you, Lucy.
Business, yeah, or income, additional income, that will give me totally freedom.
Well,
that's a biggie.
It's a very biggie, because nobody ever really has total freedom unless they're a multimillionaire, and then I don't think they have total freedom. So the element of giving you total freedom, we always have responsibilities.
We always
have responsibilities. We always have obligations. We always have promises that we have to keep. If you're looking for great wealth, then it's going to take a long time. But if you're looking for more than you have now,
yes, business or any kind of.
Are you currently employed?
Yes, I am.
I see balance. I see justice. I see healing going on. I see you stretching yourself and getting, again, a better balance in your life. I see the element of you putting out what you want to draw into your life, but understanding that you have to work very hard for everything that you get, all of us do, and that unless there's a spiritual platform to be worked from that has no economical or you know, linked to the physical reality, chances are you're going to do okay, but are you going to soar? Probably not, if you don't have that spiritual balance and platform to work from as well. I get the feeling from you that what you're looking for, I don't even see in these cards. Mary, what do you see?
Well, I'm glad you said that, because I do see a mutual agreement for you, Lucy, coming up. But it demands a lot of bright ideas and you stretching yourself by opening up your own consciousness to receive more ideas. Because I think that there is a part of you that is a problem solver. And the only way that this is going to come around is with a lot of hard work, as Barbara stated, but the knowledge and the acceptance that solving problems and doing one thing at a time can bring you to where you are very happy and feeling good and being able to afford the life you would like to have in your time. But it becomes only at the cost of a lot of energy, a lot of positive thinking, and also like a mutual agreement for you to agree to do a job that you have been putting off a little bit. So I think there's a whole bunch of possibilities there.
when you say to put out a job, it's AML. Because I do want to put a website offering readings and healing. And sometimes I just kind of doing it for free. I don't really like to put fees on it, like any fee. I usually do my healings and mine. But I would like to open a business, something about related with art. But I don't do really paint or do art.
Well, it's going to take finding someone to help you with this. It's possible.
I do know people that do paintings, oil paintings.
Aura paintings?
Oil, pastel,
oil paintings.
Well, you know, Lucy, I can only tell you from my own personal experience in this field for probably about 50 years that when your intent is genuine and when you really are working towards the betterment of humanity, that the universe puts things in your pathway so that you're able to move forward and move ahead. And every time that I have tried to plan, to organize, to manipulate myself, it has cost me a great deal of money and it's fallen flat on its face. So my best advice to you is if this field is a field that you love and that you want to serve and that you want to serve in, that quite possibly what you need to do is to just focus on yourself, and that when the time is right, the universe will open the doors for you to move in whatever is the most appropriate direction for your spirit's evolution and development.
Okay.
Well said, Barbara. Well said. But right now, Lucy, I would be asking, if I were you, for a helping hand to get you pointed in the right direction, because I think that would make you feel better.
Oh, okay, because the cards don't say that, yes.
The question that you asked, my cards mm-hmm. did not answer. My cards basically said that if you got on your pathway, if you developed yourself and your own techniques and your own tools, that when the time was right, the door would be open for you. And I have to tell you, nobody in this field is rich. Taken care of, yes. Comfortable, yes. Rich, total freedom? Absolutely not.
I'm into that.
If what you want is a lot of money, then you're looking in the wrong field.
I like to do the spiritual work. I'd like to serve the humanity. But in the meantime, I'm doing something else. I'm bringing income in different ways.
Well, that's good.
One of my things that I was thinking about is investing properties like buy properties, give down payment, rent in, and then that will be giving me income that I don't have to be worried about, oh, this person didn't pay me or needs a service and cannot pay me, then I'm not going to be able to serve that person, blah, blah, blah. Then I'm figuring out what ways I can bring income that I can serve people around in other ways.
Well, you know,
that was
the universe,
my main question.
The universe basically does put things right in front of us. You don't have to worry about it. The universe, when you know, it's sort of like that old saying, when the teacher is ready, the student appears. When the student is ready, the teacher appears. If things aren't opening up for you the way you want them to, it probably isn't the time. And you know, your job is to do your best in the regular job you have, and to continue to develop yourself with your healing energies. And when the time is right, then things will fall into place for you. They truly and absolutely do. Okay?
Okay, but then I'm not ready. Just got to keep working on it and then keep my regular job. Just see if the other opportunities of investing in other places is going to come out. That's what you're saying, yes?
Right, yes.
Okay.
Okay? Well, thank you for calling. Bye-bye
thank
now.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you again.
I think
Barbara.
One of the
Yes. I was just going to say maybe we should discuss that a minute, because every time someone wants to change their lives, it always takes a lot of effort to change our lives. And I think I interrupted you just as you were going to say practically the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. I think that being on a spiritual pathway and you know, being just hot to trot to serve humanity doesn't always mean that we're ready to serve humanity. And
yeah.
I know, frankly, I've been there lots and lots of times, and it's like, I'm ready to go. I'm all set to do this. I know exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. And anytime anybody gets that feeling, you just sit down and say, now I know I'm absolutely wrong. Because that's exactly what happens. You have premature evolution, I guess I want to call it. you've learned something. It's wonderful. You want to share it with the world. Excuse me. And the reality is, it's fine that you want to share it with the world, but you haven't found a good way to put your message out there, or it isn't appropriate at this moment in time, or the world's not ready to hear what you have to say. So
right.
You know, it's yes, Bear. There's no magic pill or no magic button. No.
dang it!
So
you missed
the dang it. I saw the dang it. Now the reality is, when you're ready, the door's open.
This is why you and I believe. I'm speaking for myself, but you and I both believe in reincarnation, and because we not have something in this life, we have memories of when we did have it, or we have expectations of when we will have it again, because we are on this journey, and sometimes we walk in the desert and sometimes we walk in the mountains. Or by the sea. We just never know. But either way, it's a good life and a good journey if we're looking inward and doing our best that we possibly can be.
Yeah, I think that the people who think that this field is full of richness and wealth are absolutely right. It's just not money. And
yeah.
And there is, the richness is unbelievable. The wealth of friends, the wealth of energy that you can share and find in other people is profound and limitless. But the element of you know, needing to live in a physical reality, and that struggle is very much there as well. So a mundane job for most people is absolutely appropriate. And then on top of that, you put the spiritual, and if you get a balance between the two, it's absolutely rip-roaring fabulous. But you can't just, you know, get sick of a job and say, I'm drawn to the spiritual, I'm going to do that full-time, and expect the spiritual is going to support you, because for the most part, the spiritual does not. There has to be supplemental. You can't put that kind of pressure on a spiritual aspect, because the spiritual doesn't know a thing about the physical reality. So that while it enriches your life on many different levels, it has no idea how much money it should bring into you or anything like that. And it doesn't. It brings in information and wisdom to you. It enables you to open yourself to wisdom carried through time. It polishes your talents. It has creative stuff. But money, forget. I have been in this field for a very, very long time, and I know lots of people who struggle horrifically in order to be on their spiritual pathway and still have a roof over their heads and food on the table. And those are the most spiritual people, because they are, in many ways, they're sacrificing levels of comfort in order to serve other people. And they do it unconditionally. They do it without looking for a payback. They are selfless. And Bear Medicine Walker is one of those people. She's so talented and so gifted, and she gives to everyone And you know, I don't think the woman knows how to say no, to be perfectly honest with you. But she is kind and she is talented and she shares of herself unconditionally. And at the same time she's going to school, and at the same time she's, you know, she's got a daughter she's taking care of and raising, and at the same time she has, you know, a home that she has to maintain. And that is not easy. That is a struggle. But she does it because she loves it. And she's actually the best example I can think of right now. I mean, you know, Mary, you and I are kind of comfortable anyhow, so that you know, I can't point at either of us
and say
we're struggling. But I'm retired and have a pension, and you have Wayne. So, you know, it's not the same story. Chris, Curious Times, she puts a show on every single night for 3 hours. And you know, she doesn't charge anything. She doesn't get anything back for it. And you know, she is serving humanity by putting a show out there. Bear does the same thing. She puts shows out there. These shows are for free for everybody. They're our way of sharing ourselves with as many people as possible and giving of the wisdom and the knowledge that we've carried and platforming other people that have the same types of gifts. But rich, so that you never have to worry about anything? No. If we were really, really rich, we'd be worried about how do we protect our money and not about how to serve humanity. Or we go crazy about how can we give it away and still keep enough for us. No, money is definitely not something that spiritual people, I mean, we may want it, but the reality is we don't have it. I think if I was really, really rich, suddenly I'd think I made a wrong turn someplace.
I keep thinking about the publisher sweepstakes man showing up at my door.
Yeah.
And I would think, oh, my God, I think you made the wrong turn.
Okay, I Bear's on the line. Let's see what she has to say. Hey, Bear.
Okay.
Well, I was waiting. I saw the mail person come and saw a truck pulled up. And Mary, I thought this, I swear to God, I thought it was Publishers Clearinghouse. I thought, wow, that's really quick. I just entered it last Thursday, but that's okay with me. But no, it was just the meter guy.
Okay. Well, keep thinking positive, Bear, okay?
Oh, absolutely. You mean there's no button? There's no magic button.
No, there's no button. And you know, I'm gonna interject this if you don't mind, that even when you use a mantra, even when you use an affirmation, you still have to be working on it. You
really?
Can't just, yeah.
No, come on.
Well,
I
testify daily to mantras and affirmations and asking, but I have never received the Publisher's Clearinghouse truck.
Dang.
So I stopped working on that one.
Well, you know, I put a blog post out, and I kind of cracked up when you guys were talking about all this, because one of the things that I said is we all have a right to dream, and we all have that right to be happy, but it's up to each and every one of us to make it happen. There's no magic button, no magic pill, no way of erasing the past, but you can learn from it and move ahead, and that's what we all have to do. And people have kind of forgotten that, I think. People have kind of gotten to a place in society and cultures of, you know, wanting everything now, and that's just not the way things happen. At least not where I came from.
Not
right.
My book either.
And I think that's our responsibility to raise our children that way, that they understand that there is no button. This is not a gamer's world. We have to go by the laws of physics, and we have to go by the laws of our spirituality and take life as it comes and just keep your attention on the goal. And if a curtain comes down and says, guess what, I'm not going to get the Publisher's Clearinghouse, well, I better have a good job to pay the bills and find a job I like.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
That's what we need to teach the kids, and I know I've taught my daughter that, and, you know, she gets it because I've never really hidden stuff from her, even though I've taken care of her. You know, there's certain things that I just didn't, hide from her during life. Matter of fact, I sent her something the other day, and it was kind of one of those little e-cards that they put up all the time, some cards, I think they're called. And I think it said something like, I can't believe I worked this hard to be so poor.
<You know? laughs> Yeah.
Well, you know, yeah, and I my son when he was young in the sixth, seventh grade, we lived in a really, really, I don't know how it happened, but we lived in a really rich neighborhood. We weren't rich, but all of his friends were really rich, and he wanted to buy a touring bike, and he wanted to go on some of these, you know, week-long touring things that they do through the YMCA, and I said, you know, that's just fine. I'm fine with you doing that, and I'll pay for the package, but if you want a touring bike, you have to buy it. So, you know, paper route, however you want to do it, you buy the bike and I will pay for the trip. And he worked his tail off. And he bought the bike, and I had told him I would buy the panniers and the saddlebags and everything. They cost more than the damn bike did. But he learned that lesson, you know. He had to work for it. And you know, I think that's so important today. People just give their kids iPads and Kindles and everything, and I don't know what they work for. I really don't.
Well, it is sad. It's really sad because I have a friend of mine that's actually downstate from me, and she's got three kids, and they have all the latest iPhones, and the oldest girl just turned 13, and she lost the iPhone, and they replaced it. They made her work for it. I said, you made her work for it. I would never have gotten her another one. I said, she's old
and
enough.
I know. Why do they need it? Well, anyway, I'm really old, so that's
no,
all I can say.
No, you're not.
Do they need it?
My daughter comes home. She's in college. I'm glad she has a phone, you know, for when she's on the road and stuff, and that's good. But people say to me, well, you're on the road. You should have this, and this. I go, I used to drive all the time on the freeway when I was younger. Never had a problem. And if I had it broke down, I'd go to the nearest gas station or flag a cop down. I mean, it's not that big of a deal. You know, you don't need to know where I am 24/7. It's okay.
Really, really is.
Yeah, it's okay. I hate phones. Hate them, hate them, hate them.
I've noticed.
No, I'm in my hibernation mode. I'm working and creating and doing stuff, and my kid come home actually to celebrate my birthday this weekend because she was not here last weekend. And so it was all about the kids this weekend, and it's been busy. It's good,
that's
though.
Cool. That's
I'll slide you guys.
Well, happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
Yes.
I'll slide some homemade onion soup. I made some French onion soup over the weekend, and the kid forgot to take it with her. I had bagged, you know, boxed it all up for her to take down to college, and she left that, and she left a blackberry cheesecake I made, too. So, you know, here, I'll set slices over the net.
Oh, please do.
Ah, sounds good.
Definitely.
I don't keep you guys, but I did just want to say hi and Happy New Year to you guys and y'all. And no, I'm not dead. I'm still around. I'm just really crazy busy and been not feeling health-wise. I was I fell on the ice last week, so I was down for a few days there. And well, I don't have a vehicle right now, so my tire is flat. And it's buried in about 6 inches of ice. So it's going to probably stay until we get a thaw. Because there's no getting it out right now. I can't even pump up the jack because it's sitting on ice and it's cold.
Whoa.
And I'm much went out to let the dog out the other day and just kind of took a slide on that old ice. So kind of taking.
Well, what'd you hurt? Your back?
I have a really bad spine anyway, so it just aggravated it to a point of, yeah, not good. So I just, you know, just hibernating. These are my months to hibernate and create, so that's what I'm trying to do. Lots of sleep, lots of hibernating, and writing and working on different things, you know, on the computer and finishing up my last two classes so I can start my master's, yay me. And, you know, all
my woman, brave.
Yeah, well, yeah. You know, bored.
Well, you know, it's probably the universe wanting you to do just exactly what you're doing.
Yeah, I get up with the light, so I'm up, and I go to bed when it's dark. Matter of fact, last night I went to bed and I was like, God, you know, it's been a long day. And I looked, it was only 10 after 5, and I'm like, ooh, this is early. So, I am definitely in hibernation mode, definitely.
Okay. So. Well, sleep well. And
they don't call you the
calling.
Bear for nothing.
Yeah, you got that right. All right, ladies. Well, I love you both, and you take care, and I will talk to you later.
Thanks, Bear.
Right. Take care.
All the
Bye-bye.
Best.
Okay, I love that. I gave an example and she called in. Now that's cool. I didn't
I
even
know.
Plan that one.
I
must be psychic. Okay.
No. But give me the lottery numbers, Barb.
Oh, are you kidding me? If I could give lottery numbers, yes, I would be on the radio here, but no, I can't do lottery numbers.
Yourself, wouldn't you? That's what I say. I may still be on the radio, but for God's sakes, I'm going to be calling in from Hawaii. So,
well, it's pretty cold. Actually, we're expecting a snowstorm here too. So,
are you guys? Oh, we've got perfect weather. Absolutely perfect.
We're expecting 10 inches of snow, Mary. We have Nancy in Missouri here. Hi, Nancy. How's it going today?
Oh, it's going okay, and we don't have any snow or ice here. I'm happy.
Yeah, me both.
Huh. I think
living in the Midwest isn't bad.
Yeah, living in the Midwest. The weather's been up and down, as you know.
The weather is crazy. So
yes.
Nancy, how can we help you?
I'm going through a very difficult time right now, a lot of stress in my life. My father just passed away Labor Day weekend, and that was very difficult situation for me and my siblings. And I was just wondering if you see him.
I'm going to jump right in because as I picked up your vibration, I saw orbs floating everywhere. So he tells me he's already playing with lights.
He is playing with life?
Yes.
No, light, L-I-G-H-T.
Oh, okay. All right.
And for me, it would mean that he, if you think you're seeing any sparkle anywhere, but, you know, that is also, I would say that if you are seeing your lights going on and off, I would say that's him already. There's two things here. I am truly seeing orbs floating here, and I am being told he's already making lights flash. So I want you to pay attention to him and keep looking for him because I feel like he is there.
Okay.
So was he ill for a while?
Yes, he was.
Okay, and is he the smoker?
No, he never did smoke. However,
okay, who was
she,
the male around him that smoked?
It was she. She smoked. My
stepmother. Oh, believe me, she's a strong personality.
Ooh, baby, that's one of the reasons why I was calling. It was, like I said, it was very difficult. You know, it's bad enough.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Away.
Strong personalities like that will always come in as a male to me. So and it works the reverse, too. A sweet one will always come in as a female to me, even if they're a really, 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 really nice guy. But he is saying hello to everybody, and he's kind of laying his hands down and just saying, just peace for everyone, peace for everyone. Do you understand that?
Yes. Yes.
Good.
You know, and that's going to have to take a lot of forgiveness on my part because there was a lot of hurt and pain from both of them while that was going on.
Well, I hope you do because I've got a pain in my head and I feel like it gives you a heartache and headache and it gives you way too much stress. So if you will pull back and think that even on the other side, they are saying, be at peace, be at peace, be at peace.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good to know because I want to be at peace. I have a
lot
of other
things. Okay, so that's your message, and I really want you to think, and then I'll hand it back over to Barbara, but I really want you to think that this is a time when you see any light sparkling, please know that he is having a great time being part of the universe and bringing in the sunlight. He truly is.
Okay. All righty.
Good.
You know, I'm also seeing him dropping pennies because that's one of their favorite things to do. And I'm surprised you haven't found pennies.
I have, and every time I see one, I pick it up and I see the message, in God we trust.
Yes. Exactly. I'm gonna just kind of reiterate what Mary said. He understands that the situation was not the best, that personalities and tempers flared and that it saddens him, but that, you know, you need to grow over and beyond everything that went on and understand that it was part of a process. And you can't put blame on anybody. You just can't. You can't sit in judgment. It doesn't work. If there is judgment at some point in time, it's not yours. It's a higher power's. And and if you can back away and not hold any anger, then things will flow a lot more easily.
Mm-hmm.
Your difficulty is because you are more sensitive than all others. Than everyone else. You see things, you feel things, you have an empathy and a compassion that is above and beyond what others are capable of. So you're going to feel things far more deeply and more intensely than they do. And truly, you were right when you said it would be, you know, letting, and I'm not, you know, don't even go into the forgetting and forgiving thing. Release. Let it go.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And then you can visualize yourself releasing the stress all at the same time.
Mm-hmm. That would be wonderful.
You need more
wind yourself.
Yeah.
You're not here to judge. Yeah. You're simply here to do the best you can and just be the best you can be with joy and love and memories of someone who you loved.
And you know, if you can do something to make something better, wonderful, do it. If you have no control, let it go and move on.
Okay.
You know, this can slow down your life and has. This can put a hold on a lot of the wonderful things that you have that were flowing your way before this whole thing blew up. And you know, you need to get back on track because you've got some really cool stuff here coming. So,
really? What?
Well, for one thing, the entire year is focused on compensation for the kindnesses you've given others.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear.
And it does feel as though you're birthing a new aspect of yourself. You're embraced by universal love, and you know, I'm not saying be a saint, but I am saying let go of things you have no control over. You know, I had a Sheltie once, and when he got frustrated, he chewed the carpet, and that's what I feel you're doing. You have no control, and so you're chewing the carpet, and it does no good.
Yeah.
You know, you're just going to get fibers between your teeth. I mean, seriously.
Well, then I'll just have to look forward to the coming year.
I would say this is going to be a great year for you. I really believe it. And when those little, you know, angers or pettiness things creep in, you know, just sweep them out. Let them go. Don't be bothered with them because they are slowing you and weighting you down. And this is another for me, this would be the kicker. If you let them weight you down, you will gain weight.
Mm. Yeah.
And when you have definitely let go, and when we are protecting ourselves emotionally, we gain weight.
Hmm.
So you'll know when you have you'll know when you have truly released it because the weight will start to come off.
Hmm.
Unless you're one of those few people that don't need to lose weight.
No, not me.
I didn't think so.
I've always thought that since I was 12.
I know. Hey, welcome to the club.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But frankly, my scale has always told me when I am releasing and when I am not on the emotional level.
Yeah, I can see that.
It's not too spiritual, but it's very accurate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we can always have the comfy level. That's where I am. Because I don't like keeping the emotions in, but I like food.
Yeah.
I figure the comfy level allows me to have the freedom of enjoying who I am.
Well, that's a good one too.
Without stress.
Yes.
So good.
Yes.
You're on the right, Nancy. You're on the right track. You truly are.
Yeah, Nancy, you're strong enough to do this. You really are.
Okay.
Okay?
All
you've
right.
Got good energy.
Yeah. Thanks for calling, Nancy.
Good. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, you know, if the spiritual logic doesn't get to them, the weight usually does. But it's true. Have you ever noticed that when you're stressed out, and I eat when I'm stressed out. So when you're really stressed and you're worried about something, I tend to put on weight.
If you've got an emotional attack going on, or if something happens to you, we all get it.
So, I mean, it was so unfair because when Patrick passed away, I wasn't hungry, and you know, I would eat a little here and there. But I must have gone 2 weeks, and I ate very, very little, and I put on weight. And that just wasn't fair. I went through all that stress, all that stuff, and I didn't lose a blinking pound.
That is not fair, Barbara.
I am going to write a complaint. I have a list of complaints I'm taking with me when I cross over, and that's one of them. It really is. And most of the other ones I won't say on the air. I probably could, but I won't because we'll take it right out of a spiritual show real fast. But I do have a list of complaints. I really think that the other side has to know that certain things they're doing down here don't work, at least in my opinion.
Including weight, right?
Yes, weight is a big one. Okay, this one is for you, Mary. She specifically asked for you. Her name is Kim, and she's from Oklahoma.
Oh, is this Kimberly?
Yes. How are you?
How are you?
Oh, you know, still trucking along.
Still trucking along?
Yes, ma'am.
And yes?
Well, you know, I am been dealing with a lot of worry. There's been a lot of stress since last year. My main thing that I'm really worried about right now, obviously, is my niece. And, of course, I am open to whatever Barbara has to say. I wanted to say hi, Barbara.
Hi.
Yeah, Kim. I'm glad, Kimberly, Kim, are things starting to pick up? Because I just feel like everything is moving so quickly.
Yes.
Or you might want to put a, Kim, you want to tell her what's going on?
Well, basically, my sister passed away last March. And minutes after she passed away, my six-month-old niece's father violated a DHS safety plan and took my niece with him in a pretty violent manner. And they got her back, and I've been fostering her since March 29th, and I had to give her back to him last Friday. So just very, very worried about her.
I think Kim gets her back. How do you feel about it, Barbara?
Well, first of all, above everything else, I think she's okay. I don't think that she's in a hostile environment. I think she's okay. So so that said, I do believe you'll get her back as well, because I don't think he's competent or even really wants to rear her. So, you know, he wanted to make problems, and he managed to do that. But he will tire rapidly, you know, raising her, and you'll get her back.
Well, that's definitely good.
It's not completely over yet, is it? I mean, the final judgment hasn't come down, has it?
No, it hasn't. It hasn't. My biggest worry is, you know, his live-in girlfriend or fiance or whatever he calls her, that, you know, my biggest thing is, as long as she's there, I feel that it's going to cover up what's really going on with him.
Well, I do too, because, you know, we've talked about this before, and I really feel that, just as Barbara said, the dad is not capable of raising her. I think he panicked with your sister's death, and I think that he reacted in a way and that is not reasonable, but I do feel that heaven is on your side, if I can say such a thing, and I feel that you will ultimately get her back.
And I know I've heard you say that before. I'm trying.
Well, yeah, in the meantime, it feels as though you need time to decompress. You need time to kind of get your emotions under control. You need time to sort of balance your life again, get some rest, and get more stable inside of yourself emotionally, so that when that happens, you will provide a good environment for her to come to.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's hard.
Barbara took the words right out of my mouth, Kim, and I'm so glad she did, and I'm glad you're paying attention to this, because you have been such a wreck from love and feeling of helplessness and hopelessness. But we want you to just absolutely know that you are walking a tightrope right now, just waiting. But I feel very secure that she will be returned to you.
I was just open to see if there was any messages, you know, from the other side as well. I mean, I know that you guys have been doing that already, but...
From your sister?
Yeah, from my sister.
Oh. Okay, I just saw her telling me to tell you that what we said about the rest is so important, because when you're chasing around after her, you're going to wish you had more time to rest.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, you know what I'm getting is that you know, she doesn't want you to work because she's watching over her. It's okay. You know, it's not like she's alone there without any sort of support or anything. I mean, her mother's there, for Pete's sake. And if there was anything that was really horribly wrong. Trust me, it would be made known, she's not going to be hurt. You're just scared, and you know, I want to suggest to you to temporarily to find a really good counselor that you can talk to help you work this out, because right now, if I were a social worker, I wouldn't give her to you because you're so emotionally unstable.
Okay.
You have to get your act together. And once it's together, then everything will fall into place. But right now, you're a mess. You wouldn't be a good you wouldn't provide the right environment for her.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Kim has been wonderful. This just came as a big blow to her, because Kim has been
the best, best. And so what Barbara says about resting is vitally important.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the time for you to use your faith. And you knew this might happen, but it's part of the judge's job to do this. But just as Barbara said, and I have said, and you know, the father is not truly capable of raising this child.
Yeah, I know. I know. But I guess, you know, it's just out of my control, and I just worry, not physically, but, you know, her feelings and her emotions and all of that as well. So
every day you send her love, every day you thank your sister for watching her, and every day you are so grateful for all her guardian angels to be there to protect her.
Yeah. I also found out the other day that one of my coworkers, I think from what I heard, was that he might have killed himself, and I didn't know if he might have anything to say, because it's really kind of hurt me, you know, knowing that, you know, he was in pain.
When did he commit suicide?
I think it was either, I think it was Thursday.
It's really too soon.
Because I'm not getting anything, and I kind of pride myself on getting something really fast.
Yeah.
But Kim, please, I was talking to people in the class about this weekend, that when someone is ill enough to commit suicide, please know that God has love and comfort, and the person who takes themselves home early is immediately in this lovely pink room, as I call it, and they're looked after and cared for and loved.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
All the best, Kim.
All right, thanks. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye, sweetie.
Bye.
I've been there. I've been awash with that kind of grief. It's not a good place to be.
No, it is not. It is not. But I know our system here. I don't know other states, but I do know in Oklahoma it's very common for the judge to place the child back in family care, in the parents' care, but it doesn't mean they stay there.
No, absolutely. I think it's pretty common practice. It is here in Connecticut and in New York as well. So, but they do keep an eye and they do check. And the reality is he'll get tired of this real fast. So,
exactly what we have always thought, and that's come up before. And I just pray that the perfect situation surrounds the little girl, Kim's niece, and that she gets returned to Kim as soon as possible.
Well, when it's the right time, she will. I don't feel she's in any danger. I really don't. I think what will happen is that he will just not be able to handle it, and he'll just ask that, you know, she go back.
And that's the way I feel, too. I just feel that he has enough problems of his own and enough problems with even emotional addiction, so that it is, I hope he comes to his senses really fast.
Me too. Okay, we got to move on, Mary. We got tons of people here.
Move on.
Hi, Karen in Texas. How are you?
Hello, it's me, Kira. I'm doing well, thank you.
How can we help today?
I'm calling also. Hello?
Do you have us on speakerphone?
Oh, I'm sorry. Now can you hear me better?
Yeah, that's much better.
Okay, great. Thank you for reminding me. I'm calling also about my work and my career. I'm at a pivotal point. And I have recently completed a nursing degree and need to find a job. But I'm also preparing for my licensing exam which is what I'm concentrating on now, and I'm moving in an area that's saturated with graduated nursing students. So I'm not particularly going crazy about it, about not having a job. I have faith that I will, but I've entertained many, many possible solutions, and of course, I've been thinking about it a lot, and my main questions for both of you are if you see any specialty area. I'm interested in a lot of areas, and I have some ideas about that, but also if you see me staying here or relocating to find work where there's not such a glut in the job market of inexperienced nurses. There's plenty of need for experienced nurses, but not for brand new graduates. And the other third piece of that is I am an improbable older student. I am not young, except in spirit.
Spirit, good.
I see you moving. Did somebody in the family, do you have a relative that has passed over that was in nursing?
My grandmother, one of my grandmothers was a practical nurse. She wasn't educated as a nurse, but she, back in the, when her children were young, she
did.
That counts.
You have a spirit around you that is a nurse. And I strongly feel that she is there and sort of influencing and guiding you. And as far as not being young, in your case, I think that's to your benefit. Frankly, you'll have more common sense than somebody who is 20 years younger than you. So, man, if I was hiring,
I'm not worried about it. But I'm seeing my potential employers. You know, I'm just not the typical person. So,
I agree with Mary, though. I'm going to go along with her. I'm feeling you moving as well. Oh, back to you, Mary.
Yeah, I do feel like she's going to move, and I do feel that the job will come and that you're going to be very happy about it. But as to actual, you ask, what was the first question, please? I'm having difficulty with that.
That's okay. There's different specialty areas, and I know there's some areas I'm not interested in, but I'm interested in like broad-ranging areas like medical surg, but I'm also interested in psychiatric nursing and a wide range of other emergency nursing. I'm interested in hospice and home health.
Oh, that's one. It's hospice. They've been yelling hospice at me for a long since we started talking.
Yeah, I would go. I'd go along with you. That's where I feel you have a strength as well.
I think you have a gift to listen to people, and I feel that this is where you need to be. You look at someone, and you can calm them down.
That's true.
At someone, and you can feel their pain and make them feel like they belong and they are comforted and okay, and that's the whole point of being a nurse.
Yes, I agree with that.
And I have to add to the fact that you have an amazing sense of compassion and empathy.
Yes.
And that comes with age, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
but,
and also but, here what you're forgetting is you have a great sense of humor. So, Barbara and I are complimenting you because you need to understand that you do have what it takes, and I feel that the hospice field is exactly where you belong.
Well, I'm not against hospice. I actually hoped for it. At one point I was with a friend who was dying, and I felt when I was in my old career, my previous one at least, that I had a hope that I could do something like what the nurses were doing, but I didn't have the credentials. And so it doesn't surprise me in a way, and someone else told me they felt that was a good fit. Of course, their mother worked in hospice, and they could, that was before I went back to school. But I feel like maybe if I had more experience in general medical areas, I would have better skills and broad-ranging abilities. But the reason I'm interested in nursing is, frankly, as a spiritual outlet. So I've not only healing the body, but healing the real needs that we have while we're alive, I guess, for family and community and individual. So,
within the last 2 years, I have experienced hospice nurses, and I can't rave about them enough. They are just the best in the entire world. They're psychologists, they're psychiatrists, they're nurses, they're healers. The broad spectrum. You know, it all nurses should have a lot of those qualities, but a hospice nurse has to have it, and you've got it. You're intuitive, and you're also a medium, though I don't think you've played with that yet. So that's where you belong. Well,
I forgot to say, I'm also had the same wish about maternity, being a midwife many, many decades ago. And do you see any role in there for me, or has that ship sailed?
I'm not seeing the midwife. I am truly seeing working with the passing, the ones who are passing into heaven.
Well, I appreciate y'all's insight. I know there's other people waiting for advice. And I guess I might just ask, I have relatives in other areas that may need nurses, including siblings and parents. Do you see any of those locations being stronger for me than others?
Okay, you're in Texas.
I actually think you're going to be torn in many ways, and that's going to be one of your joyful challenges on which direction you do go in.
I'm seeing you coming northeast.
Really?
That's where the compass is.
Well, was that Mary or Barbara saying that?
That was Barbara.
Mm-hmm. Mary, you have read for me a couple of times in the past at critical times for me as well, and I appreciate y'all coming to talk to me today, or me coming to you.
It's our pleasure, absolutely our pleasure. Barbara and I love doing this. Thank you so much. My hands are crossed, my fingers are crossed. And a lot of love goes out to you because you have more than you realize you do.
Well, I can't dispute anything you've said about except the mediumship. And I know I have talked to loved ones who have passed a few times. So in my dreams.
Well, you know what? Something we said to someone else today truly does apply to you. When the time is really right, I'm pretty sure the universe will let you know exactly where it wants you to be.
Well, I heard that.
Very
statement.
True. Very true. Just practice your faith.
I've been waiting a long time for this change, so I'm very grateful.
Well, you are talking to one late bloomer here. Okay, so
that's the word I use for myself.
Yes.
Late bloomer.
Yes.
Exactly.
That's who I am.
I would make that two late bloomers.
Yes. We are. This is the late bloomer show.
Well, blessings to both of you and all of the listeners, too.
Thank you so much, Karen.
Thank you so much, honey.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
Have a great day.
Till next time when you give us good news.
Yes. Oh, good. I will. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, so...
Wasn't that sweet?
Very, very. How cool is that? Okay, we've got Kathleen in California.
Hi,
Kathleen.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Hi, Mary. Barbara, you
Hi,
read...
Kathleen.
Hi. Barbara's read for me before, and so I'm looking kind of for a progress report. I mean, one of the things that sticks out is she told me I was one of the best codependents that you'd ever seen. And it was so, and I loved it because she was so right. And then I kind of realized I was into drama. So I'm really trying to pay attention. I just was wondering, how am I doing?
I'm going to tell you this, and then Barbara can talk. But for goodness sakes, you're calling in, so I think you're doing a lot better. How about you, Barbara?
I beat her up pretty good, as I remember.
Oh, no, it was good. It was really good. You can't grow unless you take that.
Well, this is true. I think you've done a great job. It's obvious that you have done work, and you've done it with a sense of humor, and you have laughed at yourself a lot. You have shaken your head a lot and said, oh, my God. You're always going to be a slight drama queen because that's you, and that's a good thing. But you don't have to put yourself up for Academy Awards all over the place either. So, you know, keep it with local, you know, with you know, community theater. Don't go for the big stage. And what you've got here is they're paying attention to you. Spirits on the other side are paying attention to the work that you're doing, and it's really kind of cool. When I talk about the other side and the guys on the other side, I'm not talking about your relatives. I'm talking about those guides and those people that those spirits that really do kind of they're the group that are sort of helping you to evolve and helping you to grow, and they're the ones that are in charge of your particular case at this time. And when I read you last time, they all were going out for beer because they really didn't think that anything was going to happen for a while. I must, you know, they all kind of left a sign on the door and said, we'll be back when she's done a little work. But what I'm seeing now is that they're all there with their sleeves rolled up. So it does really feel like you are doing a tremendous amount of work. You are definitely, you know, approaching things in a different way. Your perception has changed. Your focus has changed. I mean, it's they're standing back now and waiting to see if you really can walk your talk, which is, you know, the proof in the pudding. The proof is in the pudding, so to speak. And I think that you're doing a good job. I really do. Are you going to stumble and fall like everybody else does? You bet. But you'll fall forward. You know, you'll fall on your face, so you'll still have forward motion going here. It does feel as though you really are doing a good job. And it's okay to be a functional codependent. You just don't have to be the best I've ever seen.
Okay.
I mean, come on, I admit to being a functional codependent myself. I know that there are things I do that you know, quite possibly aren't the healthiest that I could do, but it gives me such joy that I do it anyhow. And I think that you've got a much better balance than you did the last time I read you. Truly.
Well, thank you.
You know where the work needs to be done. Nobody's perfect. You know where you need to work still. And you're plowing ahead. And you're doing it with a sense of humor, which is, you know, just wonderful. So you're doing good.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
You've got what you wanted. That's nice.
Yeah.
You worked for it.
Right. And walking my talk is very important, so I'm always doing a checking on that. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do though understand that when you check and you make sure that you know, it's those fine details that are the most important ones. You know, are you judging another person? Are you judging them according to where you are, where they are? Are you accepting people unconditionally, or are you being selective? I mean, you're into a fine tuning mode here, and it can be annoying as heck. So,
yeah.
And not only that, but you need to be speaking your own inner truth. And sometimes it's hard to know what your own inner truth actually is. So sometimes you really have to, yes, personally, on a personal level.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, do
yeah.
Why do I want to do this? Am I doing this because it'll look good? It'll look great on my resume. I'll get credit for it, and people will think how hot I am or how wonderful I am.
Yeah.
You know, why do you do things? And I mean, you know, you seem to overdo everything you do. So, you know, try not to overdo this because it'll drive you crazy. But it's sort of like, am I doing this because it makes me feel good, or am I doing this because I make somebody else feel good, and that makes me feel good, and then is that selfish too? You can analyze up the wazoo.
I can do that, yeah.
Yeah, but don't.
I do this
because I feel good when I'm doing it, and other people feel good too, and you know what? That's a win-win. And you know, if you and the more you can do that is of a an anonymous nature, the better.
Yes, I agree. I agree.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome. And thank you for calling
back. You are so helpful, Barbara. You know, I mean, just listening to all your shows and listening to you talk to other people, really, I mean, it's like, you learn from that, so I really appreciate it.
Well, I learn too, and you got to understand that the people that call in trigger something in us that means we need to hear it too. And so, if we say it,
yes,
we're hearing it at the same time you are. I mean, what I just said to you applies to me as well as it applies to Mary, as well as it applies to anybody who hears it, because we are drawn together in groupings for a reason. It isn't just, you know, for one person to get a reading and then another gets their turn. All the readings apply to everybody. And so, you know, there is, you're right, there's wisdom there for everybody, and that includes me and Mary and Jeannie.
Oh God, yes.
Wow.
You know, it's I stumble, I fall, and I fall on my face. And you know, I every now and then I judge, I try to claim it and say, okay, I know it's judgmental, but I'm doing it anyhow. I mean, no one is perfect. If you were perfect, you would not be here.
Right, right.
You'd be on the other side going out for beer while somebody screwed up. So, you know, I think that is a role that eventually someday we fill, but I'm not sure, you know, whether or not that's true or not. And the only way we'll find that out is, you know, when I croak and I figure out what's going on. But it isn't that Mary and I are really, really smart or wise. It's that we're able to sort of see where that trigger is and give you the information that's there, not only for you but for us as well, because we're still struggling just like you are.
Oh, thank you so much. And I really appreciate these shows because I'm kind of homebound lately, so it really, really helps.
Oh, you're so welcome. It's actually a pleasure to do them. It's really scary. It's so much fun. So,
well, thank you, and thank you for being so good at what you do.
Well, thank you for sharing your stuff with us.
Okay, you're welcome. And
thanks,
ladies. Uh-huh. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Here's an old friend of ours. Who's
really?
Called in
okay.
Austin. Yes. Hi, Carlos. How are you doing?
Hi, Barbara and Mary. I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing
well.
Oh, my.
Well. Hello, Carlos.
Yeah. Hi.
So what can we do for you today?
I would just love a general reading, if that's possible.
Okay. Mary, why don't you dive in?
Okay, I'm going to do that. Okay, let me see. Carlos, this is going to sound really strange, but are you sort of stuck in the past?
Slightly. You know, I have noticed that there's, like, old relationship issues that have kept popping up for the last 2 years. I'm slowly healing that up.
Okay. Well, here, let me give you a piece of advice from Spirit, because every time you feel like you are being drawn back, I want you to kind of go, wow, what a waste of my time. I could be ending this. And then it will encourage you, that sort of thought will encourage you to go, okay, you know, this is like riding in a buggy pulled by a horse that can only go 3 miles an hour. And my life is moving too slow. So this relationship is closing you off, and I feel that it is hampering with your emotional and mental progress. So I feel that if you can learn something from what I'm saying, it is to say to yourself, you are bright, you are smart, and it is time for you to strengthen your backbone and get busy improving your life. You also after a new job, because there's a new job around you.
Yeah, I just started going for my yoga certification course, so I'm definitely integrating that into my massage everything, and I'm going to start a radio show as well and a couple of other things, so I have a lot of things popping up.
Okay, well, I think that's very important because it keeps saying to me that you need to feed people, so...
Okay.
I don't know if you like to cook. Do you like to cook,
no.
Or are they talking spiritually?
I think they're talking spiritually.
Okay, well then, I would get deeper into my meditation. I'm being told you to do this and to constantly tell yourself that you deserve and need to be moving forward. And the yoga, and you've got more to learn there. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm really, really enjoying it, and it's definitely the path that I was feeling that Spirit was pushing me towards, and, you know, I'm just listening, so.
Yeah, I think they really are, and I think that here's another thing that they are telling me, okay? They're telling mm-hmm. me for you to clean up your area. And this time of year, especially, a lot of us get that message, but they're saying for you to clean house and get rid of the things that don't work, like this old relationship.
Okay.
Good. But it should be a promising year for you ahead, and that at the end of the year, you'll have more money in it than you started with.
Perfect.
I need that reading.
Well,
good for you, Carl.
It'll be an archive, Mary.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going along with Mary. I think it's going to be a good year, but I think there's a tremendous amount of work going on here for you. I think that there's a lot of areas that you're going to need to work on a personal level and on an emotional level. Spiritually, I think you're fine, and I think Reiki is a great place for you to take, you know, some of your energy work. It looks like, do you have any Reiki training yet?
Yeah. I'm a Reiki master teacher, so
mm-hmm.
That's kind of like what I'm transitioning, I guess, my whole, business will be energy work and healing and all that fun stuff.
I really, from what I'm feeling here, you know, the more you work, the more that you put into it, certainly the more you get out of it. It does look here as though the housekeeping really gets to me, because I keep hearing decluttering and neatening up.
Yeah.
And it's just sort of like you've got so much stuff that you're tripping
uh-huh.
over. It's really, really important that you stop tripping over stuff and allow yourself to kind of get rid of the stuff so that you have more room to move around. The emotional stuff is really kind of interesting, and You don't want to return to something that didn't work. You want to look forward to something that will work. And I don't know why the old relationship keeps coming back at you, but I think from what I'm seeing here, it has a great deal to do with the fact that you haven't tied it up yet. You don't have the closure yet, and you sort of want to have the last word. Not an angry word. You just want to have the last word.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not really sure you're going to get that opportunity. So rather than wait for that to happen, I suggest that you move on. It does feel that there. I think you need a break from relationships. So don't ask me if I see one coming into your life because I don't. It feels like you have a lot of work to do on yourself, and you have work to do in getting your business going. And what kind of a radio show would you be doing?
Well, I think it's probably going to be slightly instructional, definitely spiritual, and we're also doing intuitive reading, so that's what we will be doing.
Cool.
Yeah.
While you're doing that, if you incorporate distant healing and past life healing with the Reiki energy, that might be really cool to incorporate it into what you're doing.
Okay, perfect, yeah.
And is it going to be a blog talk show?
I think it might just be a blog talk show.
Okay, well, you know, let us know when you get it up and running so we can, you know, put it out there and let everybody know and hopefully get you an audience aimed over at you.
Yeah, definitely. I will definitely do so. Thanks, Barbara.
Okay, well, thank you so much for calling.
Bye.
Well, it's always a pleasure.
Okay. This one is going to be fun, Mary.
Okay,
hi, Marcy.
There. Oh.
This is Marcy in
Hello.
California. Hi, Marcy.
Hello.
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 How can we help?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hi, Marcy.
Hi. You said this was an old folks show today?
Oh, late bloomer show, yes. Are you a late bloomer?
Well, I'm 79 and still working full-time in my business.
You are a beautiful bloomer.
I think
yeah,
you're an
I'll
ever
be 80
bloomer.
This year.
Wow.
Yeah, in May
That's
this year
so
I'll
great.
Be 80. And every time at the first of the year, for the last probably 4 years, I feel this desire to start a and spiritual intuitive counseling service. And then what ends up happening is I draw back and just go get another certification. So now I have, you know, a whole drawer full of certifications. I could cover a whole wall, you know, if I had an office. So I thought, and I had my astrology done for the very first time about 2 weeks ago. I mean, to go your whole life and then look at what happened, you know, what your alignment was when you were born is a real experience. But
is.
I found out I had an Aquarian rising with a Pisces moon. So, but he said, you know, he says, you're the eternal student. And that has been so true my whole life. I've just sought the answer to the answer why. And it seems like the more I learn, the more I feel like I just don't know. And it scares me in the sense of, you know, offering a service. So I thought I would see if you saw eternal student energies around me or if I just should go run out there and jump in with both feet and offer my spiritual intuitive counseling. I'm a board certified tuning fork practitioner, but I would like to do, you know, like spiritual intuitive counseling and then use the tuning forks as it applies, because I do really feel like sound is at the core, you know, of everything.
Mm-hmm.
For change.
Well, from what I see here, I would jump in because you can always use all your certificates as a flotation device.
I'm not going to drown.
No, getting certified is wonderful, but if you don't practice it, the paper does you no good. I mean, and frankly, to be honest with you, you didn't need the paper anyhow because you had all this wisdom inside of you anyhow, but you took the classes to remember what you'd forgotten. And that's okay. That's great. But if you don't start practicing all the stuff that you've learned, it wasn't worthwhile going for the classes.
Well, that's a good point.
What's the point in gathering all this material together if you're never going to use it?
Well, in the first instance, it was to apply it in my own life. And, you know, I really feel like I have cleared out just tons and tons of baggage. And I feel like I'm much more clear now. And I'm much more centered in my life purpose. So, I mean, that was my, that was probably my primary purpose in doing the classes. But then it's like somewhere along the line, you have to give out.
Yeah, well, at 50, you hit Crohn's stage. That was 30 years ago. I must say procrastination is something you got a master's degree in. If you're going for PhD, fine. But frankly, you can't help anybody if you don't practice. And it depends on what your purpose was. If your purpose was to fill a couple of drawers, well, you've succeeded. If your purpose was to help humanity, I'd like to know when the hell you're going to start.
Okay. Well, I can start this Saturday. I mean, the 25th. There's a fair this Saturday that I have done in the past. That I could start out doing that, you know, just going to the fairs. There's two a month here. I'm in Orange County, California, and there's two a month here that I've participated in the past, and I could just start doing it regularly.
That would be a good start because that way you can network. That way people will learn about you. And what about a blog talk show? You certainly have enough expertise.
Well, I already have a blog talk radio show. I've been on a year and a half now.
What's the name of your show?
My show is called Say What? I'm
Marcy,
on Sunday nights at 7 o'clock. Yeah, Sunday night at 7 o'clock, although I'm doing it tonight at 7 because, just because. Anyway, I'm doing it tonight at 7 o'clock. See, I have a wedding business, so I'm going to be talking tonight about my biggest shows. Number-wise, or when I talk about weddings. And then on the rest of the shows, I just speak my current truth. Because I've asked the question, what? What did they say? And then I go into a discussion of it.
Okay. Well,
I'm talking about the traditional wedding ceremony. This coming Sunday, I'm going to be doing a traditional wedding ceremony where I actually ask if there's anyone that knows if these two people shouldn't be married, and if they are, they're to stand up and speak now or forever hold their truth. I've never said that in a wedding ceremony in 20 years, and this particular couple wants these old-fashioned words spoken, so I'm going to be doing that, and I'm going to discuss it on my show tonight.
Well, that's a great idea. I would also, start talking some of the spiritual stuff, start talking, some of the modalities you've got. Tuning forks are fabulous.
Yes.
I mean, they resonate to the chakras. They do all sorts of cool stuff to your insides. I mean, that's something I would love to have you on my show, my interview show, so we can talk about that. I mean, you're not around enough so other show hosts know about you. And once you do,
not yet, Well, I've been on a year and a half, but I really haven't actively marketed myself to other people. I've just been, I'm running a business besides, so I just do it. I use it pretty much to have somebody to talk to.
well, you know, I really, I mean, Chris from Curious Times is either listening and playing Candy Crush or actually just listening, and and either way, she's listening, and she's always looking for interesting people to have on her show, and I don't believe she's ever had
any... Well, we definitely could talk about tuning forks. I can talk about that all day and all night.
Well, I have your phone number, and I am going to get a hold of you, and we're going to do an interview show sometime next month on the tuning forks, and you know, let people, you know, you'll be able to ring them and let the people see which sound vibrates best to them and which is the one that most, you know, they're fabulous.
Great.
They're fabulous.
Yeah, that'd be great. Well, those receptor cells on our, there's receptors on all of our cells. And
mm-hmm.
nothing goes in or out of those cells unless those receptors there allow it. And
right.
we can talk to those receptors. And then we can get inside the cell with sound.
Oh, absolutely.
No, it's
absolutely.
Fabulous. I know. I understand about, you know, to me it's the ultimate future as far as medicine goes.
Oh yeah, and not only that, but I mean the Tibetans with their meditations. I mean, I'm going to see if I can find my. They start and they end their meditations with chimes, and just listen to this. Isn't that cool?
Yes.
Or maybe I'm the only one that heard it, but, you know, it's...
There's
it's
a whole
just,
other discussion, too, as far as the 12-tone temperament is concerned. All of our music today is tuned on 12-tone temperament, which has closed
uh-huh.
the sound, which is why chanting and drumming and all of that has sprung back up, because that's an unstructured sound. And then that allows the sounds to open the portals, which was originally the real reason why they did all of that. But with our 12-tone temperament, see, that closes the sound off. So now all we have is just chaos from the music. It doesn't open anything spiritually to us. It just keeps it all in chaos and keeps us surrounded by all of this, all of these negative and depressing emotions all the time, because there's no portal to let them release. So we can talk about that too.
Are we going to have fun with you? And like I said, Chris from Curious Times is in the chat room, and I know for sure once we do the interview, because she always listens to all the interview shows if she can, then you'll probably hear from her and a whole bunch of other people. Somebody has requested
my
ding.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, hold on a second.
It's time for me to jump in, huh?
I just love that. I have a meditation garden, and as you go around the meditation garden, every time you make a lap, you ring that, and it's really so amazing outside in the summertime, and inside it dings in the kitchen every now and then, but we will we're telling you to jump in, basically, I think, Mary, aren't
we? To jump in with both feet, huh? And
yeah,
I won't
absolutely.
Drown.
Absolutely. No.
Okay.
What are you waiting for? Certificates? No, you'll float.
Okay. Thank you so much. Nice to talk with you.
Nice talking to you, Marcy. Thanks again for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow. Well, that was fun stuff. Yes. What a neat show. We've had cool callers, and Jeannie has, as usual, done screening absolutely perfectly. She should do this professionally.
Yes, Jeannie should. She's always done a very good job. Yes.
Well,
that was entertaining. Of the bell and the bowl.
Oh. They're two brass and they're solid brass. I think they're Chinese, and they're used by the Tibetan monks to start and end meditations. And
It
stays in the air. It just lingers in the air for so long. It's just the coolest sound. And my cats actually like it too. It doesn't scare them. But Mary, you have yet again been a total absolute pleasure, and you're kind of going to be back here on February the 3rd, and then again on March the 7th. So, and on March the 7th, Mary Monday will be on a Friday, but who cares?
Yeah, is right. Thank you, Barbara. Thank you, Jeannie. Thank you, everybody. I enjoyed myself immensely. All the best to all of you, and as always, I wish you light, love, and laughter. Okay,
absolutely. Bye-bye. And bye-bye, Mary. And Mary can be found at psychicmediummary.com, and I can be found at barbaradewong.com, and Jeannie can be found in the chat room. Going to play us out here with my favorite songs. This is Cindy Jordan with Green Sleeves. Thank you, everybody. It's been a fabulous show, and we have loved being with you.